today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Sunday, is the 13th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book and read verses 226 to 227 of chapter
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم للذين يؤلون من نسائهم تربص أربعة أشهر فإن فاءوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
For those who swear not to have sexual relations with their wives is a waiting time of 4 months. But if they return to normal relations, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا الطَّلَاقَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And if they decide on divorce, then indeed Allah is hearing and knowing.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the methods that was customary in the age of ignorance for the separation of a husband from his wife was forswear. This method was also followed by those Muslims who had newly embraced Islam. At the age of ignorance, when a man displeased his wife, he sometimes took oath to abstain from associating with her, and by this unmanly way, he created a straitened circumstance for her. Neither he divorced her legally to make her free to marry with her desired husband and obtain her own wishes, nor he himself was ready to make peace with her and continue to live with her as a spouse. What's the topic of today's special? It is the concept of divorce in Islam. Be with us. Islam tolerates divorce and separation of a husband and wife under specific conditions. However, Islam regards divorce as abhorrent and reprehensible. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam cited from the Prophet of Allah, Gabriel commanded wives to such an extent that I presume divorce is not permissible unless a wife performs an explicit act of unfaithfulness and infidelity. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, had stated, marry and do not divorce because surely divorce shakes the very throne of Allah, Arsh. Islam holds divorce as an extremely ugly and vile act, which must be avoided within the bounds of possibilities, as it even rocks the very throne of Allah. Even though it has not been forbidden, for various reasons, it is severely commanded. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, our topic is going to be concerned with divorce in Islam. In all human communities, we find that there are, two phenomena that joins or disjoins two persons, male and female. Quite by way of making or dissolving a wedlock. The first one is marriage or wedlock, and the other one, the opposite of marriage or wedlock, is divorce. In this episode, we are going to talk about divorce. First of all, it must be noted that the fifth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, related on the authority of the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that the Archangel Gabriel made many important considerations and recommended many things regarding the right of wives and ladies, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that it seems that divorce wouldn't be legal or permissible unless in the case of, God forbid, committing any, for example, fornication or, for example, getting involved in illegal relations and affairs. And at the same time, based on a piece of hadith related from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who indicated it on the authority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that the best home in view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where wedlock or matrimony or marriage is formed and made, and the most detestable home is where an instance of divorce can be found over there.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
As previous episodes of today's special, today too we look at steps to an Islamic divorce, evaluate and try to reconcile. If after thoroughly evaluating your marriage, you find that there is no other option than divorce, there is no shame in proceeding to the next step. Allah gives divorce as an option because sometimes it is truly the best interest of all concerned. Nobody needs to remain in a situation that causes personal distress, pain, and suffering. In such cases, it is more merciful that you each go your separate ways peacefully and amicably. Recognize, though, that Islam outlines certain steps that need to take place both before, during, and after a divorce. The needs of both parties are considered. Any children of the marriage are given top priority. Guidelines are given both for personal behavior and legal process. Following these guidelines may be difficult, especially if one or both spouses feel wronged or angry.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allah.
I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I, knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
Allahu alladhi yahdina jami'an, Allahu alladhi na'tiz bihi jami'an.
You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This is the continuation. Tips to cope and move forward. Don't be hard on yourself. Dear brothers and sisters, perspective is important, especially when you're figuring out how to cope with divorce. If you're feeling guilt or shame about your marriage ending, remember that it takes two people to be in a relationship and two people to end one. Guilt and shame are common feelings that can arise during the stages of divorce. However, forgiving yourself might help you let go of any remorse or guilt you're harboring. It can be an effective way for you to move on with your new life. Regardless of who said or did what during the marriage, you need to figure out how to get through a divorce emotionally, or you'll never be able to move on from it. Forgive yourself. Give yourself the time and space you need so that you can begin the next phase of your life.
Subhanallah. الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
سبحان الله والحمد لله
Brothers, sisters, divorce is not going to end our problems. Sometimes divorce is rahmah, yes, from Allah. When you are stuck in a marriage that is abusive, when you are going through pain and agony every single day, however, sometimes divorce is certainly a mistake. And we live in a country, whether it's America or Canada, where family values are not a priority. And that is the truth. Family values, as marketed by one of the very famous companies, is adding a phone line, giving a smartphone to your family members for $9.99 or $20 a month, $30 a month, so that they all can text their friends and get on Snapchat and TikTok, even when they're sitting on the dinner table. So they look at the posts on their social media instead of spending time with their families. This is family values to them. I don't want to undermine, I don't want to disrespect anyone, but this is not the Islamic definition of family values. When you go to school, from first grade to 12th grade, you never hear your teacher in public school tell you, you must respect your parents. Teach you about family values. Tell you you must kiss the hands of your father and your mother. You must respect your elders. You must respect your older brother, and you must be kind to your younger brother. Family values are not mentioned in our books, in our schools. And today we live in an era where family itself, the institution of family itself, is targeted.
Dear friend, inshallah, we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
I know that I'm not alone. What I've seen it's been seen before, but it hurts just like a thorn, a pain I never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. My mind said, don't be a fool. I need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know where my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile world.